Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Hey, thank you. Okay, no pressure. First of all, I would actually like to honour two women, and I would like to honour Helena and Jane. So if you would like to come up. Thank you. Right, okay. This is Jane. Right. Thank you. Okay, sorry. I'd just like to say that I've known these two women, ladies, girls, or whatever you like to call yourselves, for many years now. And it has been a great privilege to actually watch God work in your lives. You've both gone through a lot. God's come and done stuff in you that you'd rather he didn't. And you're both such wonderful women of God. And in myself, I am so proud of you both. You're wonderful, and I love you both very much.
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. Well, we've had a really deep and challenging weekend listening to God's heart for the poor and the hungry and the hurting. But as Alison said, it's not just the poor in provision, but the poor in spirit as well. So it means all kinds of different people. But it has been exceedingly challenging. And there are so many amazing women working through things in their lives, so many amazing women who are helping others to work things through their lives. But I'm not going to particularly talk about women today. I thought I was going to, but the Lord changed my mind about 2 days ago. So at the beginning of Kingdom Faith, the Lord gave us lots of scriptures. There were about five of us and three children, and we decided that we would spend time fasting and praying and listening to the Lord and seeing what his heart was for us. So we just fasted and prayed for several weeks, just having a light meal in the evening, and God gave us a lot of different scriptures. He did an awful lot in our hearts. He revealed his heart to us. And I'm going to talk about three of the many scriptures that he gave us. And I find it really interesting that when God starts a work and he brings foundational scriptures, that those scriptures keep coming and coming and coming as the work builds. But interestingly, when we first get those scriptures, we interpret them according to where we're at in whatever season we're in. So the first scripture was Isaiah 54. Right. So Isaiah 54, verse 2 and 3. So I'll just read that to you. He gave us much more, but I'm just going to read these particular verses. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. And the other scripture that he gave is Isaiah 58. Verses 6 and 8, build up, prepare the road, remove the obstacles out of the way of my people. For this is what the high and lofty one says, He who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. And also 58, about fasting, verse 6, is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." Praise God. Amen. So remember, there were just five of us at that time, five adults and three children. So these were massive scriptures for us to receive. And so we interpreted that scripture in the particular season we were in. And we'd already been living in community. But the Lord was saying, stretch out. Strengthen your stakes. And move out. Think bigger, much bigger. And so, to cut a long story short, the Lord provided us with a huge big house. And we moved into this house, which enabled us to help many other people. And more people came to join us. But the important thing as well was that we needed to live in right relationships. And you know, it says here, build up, prepare the road, remove the obstacles out of the way of my people. And we had to remove the obstacles out of our own heart. You know, when we're ministering, helping, serving, working, wherever we are, we have got to remove those obstacles that are in our own heart, because we mustn't look upon people and judge them in any way, because people always know that we're judging. And we need to be filled with love for those that we're reaching out to. And in the, amongst, you know, ourselves, we need to be walking in the light, living in the light, just like Sue was saying in their house. You've got to let everything hang out. You've got to be really open so that other people can really see who you are. And it's just important to live in the light of God. We need to remain humble. I can tell you, we spent many hours weeping on the carpet. Have you ever done that? A carpet smells horrible sometimes. And you feel like your nose is going to be rubbed in it. But somehow you've got to be down there, because the position makes all the difference. So we spent many hours on the carpet, weeping and praying and seeking God's heart. And then, of course, God says again, enlarge the place of your tent. He brings the scriptures back again, brings them back again. And so over the years, we've got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now here we are in a large, thriving church. But yet the scriptures are the same. The heart of God hasn't changed at all. The heart of God is for those who are in need, whether it's poor in spirit or poor physically. And so it is great to know that from five people, we have grown to however many people we are and however many people are related to us in this work. But you know, this whole thing about reaching out, loosing the chains of injustice, sharing our food, providing the poor wanderer with shelter, working with other people is a huge thing, isn't it? Absolutely huge. And it can be very intimidating thinking of what all the needs that there are. But praise God, we're not just five people. Praise God, we are a big, thriving church. And the thing is that God has made us the body of Christ. And I know, yes, over the weekend, a few times when I was listening to people speak and hearing what was going on, I felt a little intimidated because I thought, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I can't do that. Ooh. And it's okay because I'm doing something else. And I think that is the most wonderful thing about the body of Christ, that we don't have to feel intimidated to do this, this, or this. But what we have to do is listen to the Lord. And we have to know what He is asking us to do. We can be easily swayed by our emotions, but we actually need to be moved by the Spirit of God. And we can't do anything without the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. I can remember the very first time that I got filled with the Holy Spirit. We were living in community and we had lots of different people living with us, all with quite a lot of needs. And I was a very new Christian and I was trying to love everybody. God had said, lay down your life, love. Lay down your life, love. Lay down your life, love. So I was trying to do that. But I was doing it in my own strength. I was being obedient to God, but I was doing it in my own strength. And then one occasion came, and I just felt so desperate. And so I ran upstairs, and I threw myself across the bed, and I said, God, I can't love all these people. You're going to have to do it for me. And He just filled me with His Holy Spirit. And I remember it so clearly because it was so amazing. And then soon as I met the first people after that, it was as if I had put on a different pair of spectacles. It was as if my eyes were different. And they looked and they sounded and they were just different. And this whole love flowed out of me towards them. It just wasn't difficult. And you know, that was the most amazing thing for me to sort of meet these people. There was a drug addict who always used to annoy me terribly. Whenever he came to speak to me, he would sort of stand right in front of me and I would step back and he'd step forward. And I'd step back. It was like he was in my face. And I used to find it so irritating. And but after I was filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Spirit, it was just different. Hallelujah. I could just love him and relate to him very easily. But that isn't enough. Because we need to be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit. Because we give out and give out and give out and give out and then we dry up. So it's really important for us to go on being filled with the Spirit. So I believe actually that the Lord, I'm only speaking for a short time, I believe that the Lord wants to do something in each one of us. I believe He wants to remove some stones in our lives. So let's just stand up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we praise you and we thank you that you've called us for a purpose. And I thank you, Lord, that we are all part of the fulfilling of those scriptures you gave all those years ago. And we thank you, Lord, that your plans and your purposes you always fulfill. And I thank you, Lord, that you're fulfilling them today. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to go on fulfilling these scriptures in our lives. And I thank you, Jesus, and I praise you, Jesus. I believe that there are some people that have some stones in their lives that maybe as they've been listening through the whole meeting this morning, that the Lord has spoken to you about some things. It would be good just to lay them before the Lord right now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Maybe somebody needs to forgive somebody. Thank you, Lord. Because the Lord wants us to live in right relationship with one another, to live in the light with one another. And we thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I believe some people need to lay down their own plans. That in the natural, they've been planning things because they think that's what God wants of them, but it's all their own natural thinking. Just lay down those plans and ask God to reveal to you his purpose and his plan. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And I believe too that there are some people here as well who are struggling with emotions as they've perhaps some of the ladies who've been here over the weekend and they've listened and they've seen and they've heard and they've got so many emotions going on in them about what they should do and what they shouldn't do, how they can help, how they can serve, how they can love. And I just pray a spirit of discernment to come upon you now, to know and understand what the Lord is wanting to do. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your amazing love. Your amazing love that you've poured out through your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just want to lift up our hands right now, fresh. Some of us maybe have got a bit dried up. We started in the spirit, but we've ended up in the natural. So let's just lift up our hands afresh now. Just ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill us. Let's pray in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hora bara kirianda stada kabara kabara kianda stada kabara 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 kadiande. Hora bara kiyambara kariyanda stada kabara 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 kariyanda. Hore mana kariyanda stada kabara 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 kariyanda. Yes, thank you, Lord. So in the spirit, we just break off every spirit of unbelief right now in the name of Jesus. Hora bara kabara stada kabara 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 kariyanda. And every spirit of fear now in the name of Jesus is broken off. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for that fresh infilling now of your amazing, your extravagant love to enable us to fulfill the purpose that you've given each one of us. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on, let's really honor Caroline, shall we? Psalm 145, it says that one generation will commend your works to the next or to another. And, you know, that's why it's important that we have heritage, we have generations in the church, because others have walked away, walked in a way ahead of us that maybe we haven't walked in. And maybe for many of us, we now walk in a way with God because somebody else has made a way, broken through and established certain things that then we come into so much more, so much quicker, because and Caroline really represents somebody who has pioneered, broken through over many years. We know that's with Pastor Colin also, but Caroline, you know, in her own right, you know, with what God's done in her life over the years, has broken through, and Kingdom Faith is what it is also because of Caroline's life, as well as Pastor Colin. So let's really honour Caroline. Great. Just take a seat for a minute. These past couple of days have been a phenomenal couple of days. And the women that have been here, you would know that. And I know we've got some other ladies from other churches. Great to have you with us this morning. And hope you've had a fantastic time here the last couple of days. But it's what God's going to do in the coming days that these two or three days have all been about. And it's not just you know, what happens in a couple of days to me in a meeting or in a conference, but it's why God does what he does in us, so that we live more fully in him, but also so that we then see him work more fully through our lives in many other people's lives. And the Isaiah 54 scripture, where it talks about enlarging the place of your tent, stretching your tent curtains wide, there is a physical, geographical thing to that, but there's also what God does in us that is really important in relation to those scriptures. And one of the things that you're all well aware of, from tomorrow onwards, the hub is going to be dismantled and taken apart. From tomorrow onwards, the building work starts there tomorrow. For over the next 5 or 6 weeks, that's going to be completely refurbished. But it's the reason why we're doing that, not because we just want to paint the thing a bit and have a new floor or do a few different things. It's really the reason why. Next week, we're going to take a few minutes, some time in the meeting, just to go really over the vision and purpose of that and why we're doing it. Also, so that we're really aware of what we're sowing and giving to in terms of the vision. And, you know, the enlarging and the stretching, we want to use this facility 7 days a week. To reach people, to see their lives totally transformed. And, you know, we need to be filling this place on Sunday twice over, three times over, with people that are coming to know Jesus, that they're growing in the things of God. And you know, for many of us in this room, we have a rich relationship with God. For many of us, we've been blessed, our lives have been sown into for many, many years, through whether it's here or wherever you've been, whatever you other resources you invest into your life, through TV or CDs or through the internet, whatever else, from what you read and study yourself. You know, we are rich in the things of God, but there are so many, many people out there that are totally poor in the things of God. They haven't got a clue. They don't know even a Bible story. You know, that is foreign to them, let alone even knowing who Jesus is. And so, without getting into one, I'm on the edge of, is why we're doing the back there. And financially, so far, it's going to cost us about $75,000 to do the hub area, okay, and everything we need to do there. And we've got about $37,500, $38,000 at this moment. So we need to see the rest of that coming up. Now, the work's starting tomorrow, so we need to see the rest of that coming over the next couple of months so that we can pay it, the builders and one or two other people that are going to be doing stuff on time with everything that needs to be done. Part of the enlarging is what happens in us and why we're developing the hub for the community, to serve people, reach people, why we need to use this part of the building also much more in terms of everything. I don't want to start saying it, but Friday Night Club, we have 150 mums and dads and children coming in here. We need to be having 300. instead of just one night a week, it might be two or three evenings a week. And the building needs to be able to facilitate that. Tea dances once a month. We have 80 or 90 old people. The dance thing needs to be in here, and then we facilitate the rest of the thing in the back. So we've got 150, 200 old people coming, hearing the gospel, responding to the gospel. Amen. We need to be having two or three meetings in here on a Sunday. I don't care about the workload for me personally, whether we've got two meetings, three meetings, four meetings on a Sunday. I'd rather this place be packed full of people that you're bringing, I'm bringing, that are responding to the gospel, seeing things happen. And, because that's what we're here for at the end of the day. We're going to live with Jesus for eternity and just have such an awesome time with God forever. We want to make sure we're taking as many other people as possible with us. Amen. Brilliant.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.